From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is raising concerns about two more ballistic missile tests Iran launched Wednesday. U.S. spokesman John Kirby responded during a news briefing.
If they are confirmed, if they're true, as I said yesterday, we'll take up the appropriate action inside the U.N., but I don't want to convey the impression that we are only looking at multilateral or U.N. possibilities in terms of measures to deal with it.
Kirby said that Secretary of State John Kerry raised the issue during a phone conversation Wednesday with Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif. The missiles reportedly were fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range into the Sea of Oman. At the same time, the White House says Iran is committed to helping U.S. authorities find missing American Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran in 2007. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. takes Iran's promise seriously and is holding the Iranians to it.
The reason their cooperation is important is the last time that Mr. Levinson was seen, he was in Iran. And so we've got some pretty pointed questions that we're asking the Iranians about what they may know about his current whereabouts.
The U.S. has offered a $5 million reward for information leading to Levinson's return. The former U.S. federal law enforcement agent was reportedly arrested by security services, but authorities say they have no trace of him. U.S. military officials are denying that U.S. forces saw any ground action in a raid targeting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia Wednesday. They say while U.S. helicopters were used in the raid in the town of Oghegle, U.S. personnel did not participate. The chief of police in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region says forces in the raid killed 15 militants and took six into custody. He told VOA that senior al-Shabaab officials have been meeting in the town to organize militia for attacks against Somali and African Union forces. This is VOA News.